who calling XPO. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Yes. Is this a Best Buy?
No, ma'am. We deliver or install for Best Buy, but this is not the company. We're a separate company.
Okay. Well, I bought a dishwasher from Best Buy. They installed it yesterday. It has not been installed properly. Now, do I complain to you? Do I go back to the store? What do I do?
Okay. I can tell you what you need to do. First, I have to get your account up. And you can get a service call set up for it or something. But I won't know what I need to do until I can get your order pulled up. So is the phone number ending in 1607? Is that associated with your order? Did you give that to the store when you set your order up? Is it under a different number?
Where do I find it?
Oh, you don't remember what number you gave? Is this like your house phone
or
cell phone?
My phone number is 847-659-1607.
I know, ma'am. What I'm asking you is this the same number you gave the store when you set your order for your installation?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. I put it in 5 minutes ago almost. You just have to wait about another minute for it to pull up.
Okay.
Okay. Give me about another minute and a half.
Okay. Where are you located at?
I'm in Montgomery, Alabama. This is just customer service.
Oh, you're in Alabama. Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. This is just
customer
service.
That's why.
Oh, okay. You are far off from me.
Yes.
Yeah. And if we have to, I can set up your customer service call so you can come out. Service call when you come out and fix that for you. Hold on just a second. Is it under loaner or housing?
Yes.
All right, I have you. What's your address?
11987 Stonewater Crossing, Huntley, Illinois. And that zip code is 60142.
Okay. What's your email address?
I don't use email.
Okay. I have one in here. I just wanted to make sure it was correct in case.
Oh, well, maybe they gave me one at the store, but I really do not use my email because I don't know how.
Okay, gotcha. It's okay. You don't have to have one. I just wanted to verify if it was correct or not. All right, let's get, which item are you saying that you need fixed?
It was the dishwasher. They installed it yesterday. It is not installed right.
Okay. Hold on just a second. This is going to take a while. Okay, about at least 5 minutes. So I'm going to start a service call, PO, for you, okay? I just need you to hang on the phone with me.
Okay. So how's your weather down there today?
It's crazy. It's cold 1 minute, hot the next, cold 1 minute, raining the next, hot the next.
Better than here. We're expecting a super snowstorm this evening.
Wow.
We're supposed to get about 6 to 10 inches of snow.
Wow. I've started doing your PO. I have to copy everything, so just hold on for me. I'm not going to put you on hold. I'm just going to let you hold.
Okay,
I continue
sure.
to put this on here for you.
Sure.
All right, just continue to hold. I'm halfway finished. I'm just copying right now.
Okay.
All right. That says finished. All right. This is the part that takes the longest.
That's
Illinois.
Okay.
City state is out. Two phone numbers, so I'm doing both on here. Name number. Yep, again. All right, keep it going. Okay, I'm through with the hard part, so let's continue. I'm going to have to wait till I get to the end of the pill. It's going to tell me the next available date, so I'm going to go ahead and put everything in.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't do anything till I get to the end, which I think is really weird, but I didn't design the system. What day would you like to have this done? See if I can get that date.
Well, what it is, I'm remodeling my kitchen, and they really should have it done by the no later than the 4th of February.
Okay.
Because I'm getting new countertops and everything. I don't know when would.
I can set
Tuesday.
It for Tuesday and see. Yeah, I can't do anything about it. I'm gonna have to. I can have to set a date. And then when I get to the
end,
it's going to show me what the next available date is. So I'm going to do Tuesday because it's too late to do it today.
It's after.
Yeah, it's after 3 o'clock my time. So if I sit
it,
you can get a time frame.
Oh.
Yeah, the system doesn't do anything. 4 o'clock your time, 3 o'clock ours. I think if I'm not mistaken. Hold on just a second.
No, it's only 3 o'clock our time. Must be 4 yours. Right?
Yeah, might be. Hold on.
Yeah, you're at 4, we're at 3. Okay.
Looks like Wednesday's the earliest day because Tuesday's already blocked off. So let me see if what it tells me in the system. Hold on.
Okay.
Might not even be then. It looks like it. I'm not trying to do that thing. Yeah. Yeah. It looks like the 8th. I can send them an email and tell them what you told me and see if they can get you an earlier date. But the system has 2/8 for me.
Now, okay, the earliest you're showing is February 8th.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, now, in the meantime, if my contractor can fix it, is he allowed to do that?
Who?
My general contractor who's remodeling my kitchen.
Oh, I don't know, ma'am. I can't answer that. Did they tell you that was an issue?
Okay,
yeah,
you're
talking about you want your contractor to fix what's wrong with your dishwasher? Is that what you're saying?
Well, he could if he... Yeah, if you people can't get out here soon enough. But, okay, put me down for the 8th.
Okay. And I'm going to tell him that you want it done before the 5th. I need you to just hold on the line with me, and I'll send him an email, okay?
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay, hold on just a second, because they might be able to get you before then. Just the system won't allow me to schedule you before that, but they can do it, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on just a second. Do you want, just in case they can and your contractor can't, because it might have something to do with your warranty, so you might want to wait on that. I can't advise you either way. But do you want something between 7 and 1 o'clock, a 3-hour time frame between 7 and 1, or a 3-hour time frame between 1 and 8? I mean, 12 and 8.
7 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. They'll
narrow it down for you and give you a 3-hour time frame. You want that time frame or the evening one?
It was 7 to 1, or what was the other
it'll
one?
It'll be a time frame. It'll be 3 hours between 7 and 1, or a 3-hour time frame between 12 and 8 that night.
No, take the 7 and 1.
Okay. Good morning time. Most people like the morning. Get it on over with. Hold on. All right, I have you scheduled for the 8th for that time frame, something in between that time frame. They're going to narrow it down to 3 hours for you, or 4. I'm on a 4-hour time frame. Hold on just a second. I'm going to give you this order number. So if you have to refer to it when you call in, let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
06. F is in Frank. D is in dog. 4.
FD.
Mm-hmm. 4.
Okay.
F is in Frank. 02.
02. Okay.
All right. Repeat it back to me.
06. FD. 4. FO2.
That's it. That's the new order number that I just put in the system for you. All right, anything else?
No. Now, in the meantime, am I supposed to call my Best Buy where I bought it from here in Illinois and tell them about it?
Yes, ma'am, you can. But I've already tell them I've already created you a new PO for a service call, and that's the one I just gave you. That's the service call PO.
Gave me a number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for all your help.
You are so welcome, and I'm sorry that you're having this issue, but hopefully they'll get back out to you. I need you to hold on one more minute. Remember I told them to send an email and ask them if they can come out there before the 5th.
Oh, okay.
All right, hold on just a second. All right, I'm getting your email set up. I'm going to copy this information over, okay? So just hold on for me. New message. I got to get all your information in the email address for the text office so they'll see it. You know what's going on. Got to tell them that it's your dishwasher. Got to put all that on the PO. about 2 to 3 more minutes and I should be finished. It shouldn't take that long.
Okay.
06 F D 4 F 02. And H E U S E R Illinois. Just a second. All right, I'm going to put all of this email that I sent off and that I put on here. I'm going to put it on your your PO.
Oh, okay.
All right. So they'll know that your dishwasher is not working properly. And all of that information is going to all be on there. So hold on just a second. And if you call back, the next agent is going to know what's going on. But you can, I told them to either call you and let you know if they can or can't do it, or to call us and let us call you and let you know if they can or can't do it. I won't be here till Tuesday.
Okay.
So, you know, by that time, you're trying to get it done before Wednesday, so.
Right.
So I'm telling them to call here and let somebody know. They can put it in the system. So if you call, you know, you still need to call the store. So if you call the store, I would suggest you call probably tomorrow. So if you call the store, you'll find out if they're able to do it or not.
Okay. Call the Chicago store and see if they can do it.
Yeah, if they can reschedule you. Yeah, because we can't reschedule you because it's blocked out. So they might be able to schedule you for Tuesday or Wednesday, but we can't do it here.
Once it's
blocked out, yeah, we can't override it.
Tell
us they can. We still can't override it.
Okay, that's fine. I will check with them then.
All right, anything else?
No, that's it. Okay, thank you for all your trouble.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in to XPO. Good luck to you on this.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, and have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling XPO. Bye-bye.